From the KRC Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogene. Working our way into spring, we may see more wildlife in unexpected places. Bird nests on the porch, a few bunnies in our flower beds. But as cute as they all may be, the Missouri Department of Conservation advises us to leave the babies be. Joe Jarek, News Services Coordinator for the MDC, says the absence of animal parents could make their young seem abandoned when they're actually not.
The Missouri Department of Conservation reminds people to just leave baby wild animals wild, leave them where you find them, or return them to their nests or near their nest areas. Remember, baby animals are rarely ever abandoned or orphaned. A lot of times, such as with birds or rabbits or other baby animals, deer fawns, for example, the wildlife parent is afraid of people and will leave the nest area when people approach. So if the baby animal's left alone, don't worry, the parent will usually return. And keep in mind that a lot of parent animals, they can't just stay with their young. They are often out feeding, gathering food during the day.
What would be some examples of these wildlife encounters?
One of the common things that folks find are baby birds, and they think they're abandoned. Well, it depends. Now, if you see a baby bird on the ground and it's hopping around and it has feathers, that's a fledgling. Just leave it alone. It hopped out of the nest and it's learning to fly, and the parents are usually nearby keeping an eye on it, so you don't have to do anything. Now, if you find a baby bird on the ground that's featherless, it probably fell out of the nest. So if you could find the nest and reach it, just pick the baby up and put it back in the nest, or at least near to the nest if possible. Unfortunately, those ones kind of can't survive out of the nest, but birds may nest again. Another big problem is baby rabbits folks find. Simple thing is leave them alone. Most baby rabbits don't survive in captivity, and they could actually die of fright if you handle them. And even if they're injured, unfortunately, just return the baby rabbits to the nest or the general nest area. The mom will most likely come back.
I've heard it said that baby wildlife, you shouldn't touch them because their parents don't want the human scent on their babies. Is that true or is it a myth?
It's a big myth that if somebody touches a baby animal they find, that the parents will abandon it. It's mostly a myth. Parents will return and care for those animals. They have usually very strong maternal instincts, just like people do. So no worries about that. One thing people might want to be worried about is that, you know, if you find a baby, as they mature, they can become dangerous, and they can also carry parasites and diseases. Native wildlife carry things such as mites and ticks and lice and fleas and all kind of different worms, and unfortunately they could even have rabies or distemper and other things. So leave them alone, because some of these diseases can be transmitted to people.
I know a lot of people who have told me if they see a nest starting, if a bird is starting to nest on their porch or something, or if it's up in a dangerous high area that it might fall off, that they kind of like push it off. They keep them from making that nest. Do you encourage that or not?
If birds are already making a nest, if it's early and they're nesting in an area where you don't want them, you know, the porch light or somewhere, if they're just starting to build the nest, you can shoo them away and try to block that area or something. But keep in mind, if a bird already has eggs in the nest, you really need to leave it be. There are state and federal regulations that prohibit people disturbing the nests of many birds. So you just really kind of need to leave it be. Also keep in mind that it is illegal in Missouri to possess many species of wildlife. People find baby raccoons or deer or rabbits or things like that. They're good-hearted, but you need to leave them where you find them. And having those in captivity, that's typically illegal in Missouri unless you have a proper permit, such as a wildlife rehabilitation permit. So it's also illegal to possess many species of native wildlife.
What should people do if they find an animal they think is actually in a bad situation?
We understand folks have wonderful hearts and want to save baby animals that they think are orphaned and abandoned. If you know that a baby wild animal is truly orphaned or something like that, go online and look up wildlife rehabilitation or wildlife rehabbers. And you should be able to find information on folks in Missouri who are licensed and permitted to take in and care for and then hopefully re-release wild animals and let them do the job. The animal has a much better survival chance.
Well, thank you so much.
Always happy to help.